Assalamu alaikum. My name is Naima B. Robert. I'm an award-winning author, editor and publisher, and speaker and thinker and doer and dreamer. And I want to tell you a little story. It's a story about a girl who grew up in Southern Africa, surrounded by love, by care, and by big dreams. And that girl went to a school where she excelled. She did so well. She was a public speaker, she was an actress, she was the head girl, and when she left school, everyone believed she would go on to do amazing things. She was destined for greatness, as everybody said. And then that girl became Muslim, and everything changed. So instead of the flamboyant life of the party, girl destined for greatness, there was a young woman in hijab who didn't party, who didn't drink, who didn't mix with guys, and was on what looked like now a completely different life path. And so those who saw that girl go from the life of the party, the star of the show, to the girl in hijab with a lowered gaze, modest, humble, living a simple life. Those who saw that change lamented and said, what a waste. What a waste. How could she have thrown away all that talent? How could she have thrown away all those dreams? She's just a Muslim woman now. And that's the end of that. I think I believed that too for a while. I think I believed that it was over, that was the end of my big dreams. That was the end of being what they always told me I could be, a star, I guess. Somebody bigger than a star, somebody who could make a real impact, somebody who could touch lives, somebody who could be amazing. And for a while I believed that that was all over and that was no longer in my destiny because I had chosen Islam. I chose Islam wholeheartedly. I chose Islam because I believed it to be the truth. And I was happy to forego the dunya. And I was happy to simplify my life. And I was happy to have God at the center of my existence. And I am still happy to do that. What's changed is that I now know that those who lamented and those who wept and those who mourned the girl that once was were wrong. Because there is greatness in me, alhamdulillah. There is still talent in me, alhamdulillah. I still have something of value to give to the world. My hijab doesn't change that. My marriage didn't change that. My 5 children didn't change that. And I'm grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single day for giving me the opportunity to use whatever talents He gave me to benefit my people, to benefit my ummah, to benefit my sisters. And through this journey, the one thing that I have seen again and again and again is that so many of us sisters, we believe that story. We believe that story that because we are Muslim women, because we wear hijab in a particular way, because we live according to the laws of Allah, that's it. We can no longer have an impact. We can no longer make a contribution. We do not matter. What we spend our days doing does not matter. What we value does not matter because we're just Muslim women. And I think us undervaluing ourselves and us buying into that narrative is one of the saddest things for me because it means that we don't even see our own brilliance. We don't even see our own strength. We don't even see our value. We criticize ourselves. We downplay what we do. We downplay our achievements. We downplay our contributions. We downplay our role in our families. We walk with an air of despair and disappointment and dejection because we've bought into the narrative. And subhanAllah, if only we could turn our vision and get a new paradigm to see in truth how strong we really are, every single one of us, how brilliant we are, how amazing we are, how dedicated we are to the things that we do, how committed we are, and how the things that we do, so many of them are bigger than ourselves, loftier than anything we could imagine, because those things are things that can bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can earn His pleasure, can earn us reward in this life and the next, and inshallah raise our ranks in Jannah. Think about that. How many of us sisters are living a life, an existence that is without joy, where the gratitude is almost begrudging? We wish for what was, we wish for what others have, we wish for what will be, we worry about what will be, we regret what went past, and we spend so little time in the magnificence of now, in the amazing blessings of now, in the gratitude of now, who we are now, what we have now, what we do now, who we have in our lives now. Because guess what? None of it is guaranteed. None of it is guaranteed tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. Everything can and will change. And so, don't you think it's time for us to start to appreciate who we are now, where we are now, what we are doing now? Because you are exactly where you're meant to be right now, no matter what that place is. If there is a test, there is khair in it. If you've just come out of a test, there was khair in it. And if you're going to be tested, there will be khair in it. And the only thing that will change is your understanding of that test, your approach to that test. And you know what? The most amazing thing is that you have complete control over your response. So many times we feel like we're powerless. Other people are making decisions for us. We are at the mercy of other people, but there's one thing you can control, and that is you. Your mindset, your perspective, your response is in your control. Take back that power. Take back that power and stop blaming everyone. Stop comparing yourself to everybody else. Stop lamenting the past. Stop being anxious for the future. Claim back the power of who you are now, and the power you have to decide how you will behave today, how you will believe today, how you will think today. Who will you be in the world today? And make that count. Because guess what? Tomorrow isn't guaranteed. So make today matter. You are a source of inspiration and guidance and love and an example to so many people, and you don't even acknowledge that. You say things like, oh, I'm just a mum. I'm just a mum at home. Oh, I'm just a teacher. I'm just dot, dot, dot. But if you spend some time thinking, spending time thinking of the people in your circle of influence, the people who love you, the people who have respect for you, you will realize that you are an influencer too. Just like those people with 30,000 followers on Instagram, you have your own circle. Cultivate yourself and cultivate that circle, because that's the difference that you're here to make in the world. Everyone has their own circle of influence. But the people who make a difference are the ones who acknowledge and recognize that circle and then behave a particular way on purpose, with intention, with clarity and focus. And that, my dears, is free for anyone. Claiming your power, understanding who you are, understanding that you are the one in charge of your own response, of your own perspective, of your own behavior, that's free. Choosing to be present in the now, to be grateful for the now, to be magnificent in the now, is free for anyone. And so I invite you to think of that today as you go about your daily rituals, your dailies. Think about the meaning of what you do. Think about the intention behind what you do. Chances are, what you're doing is far more wonderful than you are allowing yourself to believe. And that's my message to you, my dear sisters. Until next time, be blessed, be brave, and be you. Assalamu alaikum.